Chapter 9. After the art class, the Orphians go back to pretending I don't exist. It's nice to have a little reprieve, but I'm not sure if it's because I got through to them or that even rich jerks have to do their schoolwork. Blackfriars is hard work. There's an essay due every week in most classes and hours of required reading. And even though I have no social activities or friends to distract me from study, I live in constant fear of falling behind. That's why I'm still in the library at 11 p.m., poring over the Blackfriars history books, looking for something I can use as the hook for my audiovisual project. The library is directly behind the Bad Habit. Every so often, the sound of laughter and smell of warm meat pies carry up the staircase to assault me with my loneliness. I pull a handful of peanut M&Ms from the bag I'm hiding in my pencil case and shove them into my mouth as I turn the page. Boring, boring, boring. Just more nonsense about rich white men gifting money to the school and... Hang on, what's this? The word Devil's Night leaps off the page. I remember the master's dire warning to students about staying in their rooms the night before Halloween. So far, I hadn't seen anything about it beyond a few passing mentions of Devil's Night pranks in the student newspaper. But this is different. I turn the book on its side and angle my lamp so I can read the grainy image of an article from the student newspaper, dated 20 years ago. It's about a first-year student named Chloe May who disappeared on Devil's Night after partying with friends in the woods. Chloe May. Chloe May. That name sounds familiar. I slide my laptop across and type in her name and Blackfriars into the search box. A moment later, a long list of articles comes up. As I scan them, I remember where I've seen her name before. Chloe came up on the missing persons list for the county, but I never paid attention because the records said she'd been suffering from depression and had most likely taken her own life. Police found the sweater she'd been wearing in Blackfriars Wood, and even though they have no body, the case is considered solved. But not by Chloe's parents, it appears. They spoke to the press about their daughter's recent lust for life in the days leading up to her disappearance, about a new group of friends at college and a boy she liked. They said she'd been in treatment for depression for years, but she was doing much better. "If she killed herself, where is her body?" Chloe's mom asks, her sorrow reaching through the screen to wrap around my heart. "I'll tell you why they can't find my baby girl. There's no body because Chloe didn't kill herself. Someone hurt her. Someone with wealth and influence at that fancy school, and now they're using their power to cover it up." The Mays wanted the police and the university to keep searching, to keep asking questions. Their heartfelt pleas to draw attention to the case went on for 3 years after Chloe's disappearance before they fell silent. And they weren't the only ones asking questions. The student who wrote the article, the one that piqued my interest, had gone back through the university's history and found 5 other students in the last 100 years who've either gone missing or died in strange accidents on Devil's Night. Now I'm intrigued. The article in the photograph cuts off after a paragraph, so it doesn't give the names of the students. The text in the book isn't much help either. The book's author uses the article as an example of how students often sensationalize and mythologize events around the university. He points out numerous other urban legends about Blackfriars, a werewolf that roams the woods on the full moon, a rumor that if a student's roommate dies during term, they'll automatically be given a passing grade, and the gargoyles and grotesques of St. Benedict's Cathedral coming to life to terrorize students caught out after dark. The author even mentions the Orpheus Society alongside some other fantastical-sounding secret societies, clearly implying it's made up. The back of my neck itches, and my heart pounds with excitement. This is it. This is my story. I'm going to get the truth behind Chloe May's disappearance. I'm blowing Devil's Night wide open.